And welcome to In Touch. Joining us this morning, we have Kelly Sir. She is here with the Humane Society of Aberdeen to talk about the upcoming second paw sale and more. Kelly, welcome back. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
We joked before we came on air, sometimes you come on with the National Weather Service, sometimes the Humane Society. So real quick, weather-wise, it's going to be cooler today, but hot tomorrow.
Yep, that's right. It's a bit of a roller coaster we're on here. So we're going to climb those temperatures back up and then perhaps end the week with a little rain.
Okay,
so
very good.
That's what it's looking like.
Awesome. So let's talk about the upcoming second paw sale. What is it? What is it? Where is it? All those details.
So the second paw sale is a play on secondhand sale, right, for the Aberdeen Area Humane Society, and it's a great giant, huge rummage sale that we have at the Brown County Fairgrounds Expo building. So on Saturday, we set up for it, and we have now started taking donations. So what we depend on is the community bringing us their stuff they don't need or use anymore. And then we take that and turn around and sell it. Basically a one-day sale, but we do have a pre-sale that we offer up to people the night before as well.
Do you guys do this twice a year or multiple times a year?
Yes, we do it twice a year. And honestly, between the two, it is our biggest fundraising event that we have.
Really?
For the Humane Society.
Because you guys do also like golf outings and things like that, but this one in particular is your largest.
It is, yes, it is.
And I suppose it's just a fact, well, one, everyone likes a rummage sale, likes to be thrifty and find that gem, but I suppose all the overhead's pretty low here for an event like this.
It is. And kudos to our volunteers. We have amazing volunteers who go out and we clean and price and price and price until we can't anymore. And it's thousands of volunteer hours, and we couldn't do it without those folks.
And well, you just kind of answered my next question, and that was like, how much work goes into putting this together? If you have to, because I'm sure you just get people dropping off all sorts of items. Some of them good, some of it bad. You got to go through and sort all that, and then just determine a price for everything. How long does it all take?
Well, again, we started taking donations as of yesterday, and I can talk about drop-off times here in a bit, but we'll take donations through next weekend, and then we give ourselves a little bit of wiggle room between then and the sale so that we can catch up if we need to. But yes, we go back, we track, we have everybody sign in when they come to volunteer, and it is always thousands of volunteer hours
so,
by the time we're done.
So how do people drop off items if they want to support?
So if you have some items that are in good use condition and you want to donate them to the Humane Society, you can drop them off this week, so Monday through Friday, September 18th through 22nd, from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. We'll have somebody there and waiting for your donations. And then the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, the 23rd and 24th, we'll be there from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. So just bring your stuff right out to the Expo building, the great big building next to the OD Ice Arena at the fairgrounds, and we'll be there and ready to take your donations.
And probably goes without saying, but should mention it, you know, obviously good items. This isn't an opportunity to dump your trash or anything like that.
Yes, we just had the free cleanup days at the dump ground, right? So hopefully that stuff went. But yeah, these are things that people can still use. You know, we want to resell them. And so that's the type of things we're looking for. But we take about anything. We take furniture. The things we do not take are clothing. We just don't have enough room for that. So No clothing, no large old appliances, and no old TVs.
Okay. Gotcha. I can imagine when I'm thinking old TVs, I'm thinking of quite heavy and quite large and whatnot. So.
Yeah, and you can't get rid of them. Nobody wants them anymore. Although I did have a young kid who actually helps us volunteer, who said somehow you can hook video games up to them now and it becomes like retro.
Okay,
so maybe it's
sure.
coming back. Maybe it's coming back.
Sure. So how do people, can people still volunteer? How does that work?
Yeah, if you're interested in volunteering, you can give the Humane Society a call and let us know, and we can have you come on out. Again, volunteers are cleaning, pricing, putting stuff out, and then also clean up at the end. We always take volunteers for.
And the pre-sale, is that for VIPs or something? What's the pre-sale for?
Yes, the pre-sale is if you give a $20 donation to the Humane Society at the door when you arrive, you can shop first from 6 to 7 p.m. on Friday, September 29th. We started that a few years ago. And people said it was worth it just not to have to deal with the crowds of people.
Sure.
Although I feel like we get more and more now who come in for the pre-sale. But, you know, it's a fundraiser and people are happy to donate the $20 to the good cause and be able to get in there and maybe find a treasure, you know, quick before the big sale and the massive crowds on Saturday.
We talk with the Humane Society once a week on our Dakota Broadcasting Buddies show. So, you know, listeners of our radio station are well aware of the, you know, just how full the Humane Society is right now. But tell us about it. You guys are plump full with cats especially, but dogs too, right?
Yes, yes. We're over full on cats. Brimming from the top on cats. But dogs, we really are full too. We don't have any extra kennels out there. And so if you are thinking about adopting an animal or maybe on the fence where you didn't, you know, oh, you could be convinced, we would love if you would come out and take a look at the animals we have and maybe give one a good home.
Also, cats right now, there is no fee. Is that correct?
Yes. Right now, through the month of September, it's our shelter manager's birthday. So it's our birthday special. But you still have to go through the application process, and the application process just checks on a few references. If you have a vet in town, we'll talk to them, make sure your other animals are up to date on vaccines and things like that. So you still go through the application process, but cats right now, there is no fee for them. They go for free.
And you guys had an adoption event here rather recently. Well, tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, besides that, we've had a couple of things going on. We actually were at Starbucks.
Yes, exactly.
Earlier, where we took some puppies out to Starbucks and just gave them a little exposure and played with them. And that was really fun. And we also took a few animals out to, actually three or four dogs we had out at the fairgrounds during the fair. So mm-hmm. We've been trying to, you know, get, and all it takes is one person to see that one animal, you know, and then they're taking them home.
And correct me if I'm wrong, I think puppies go pretty quickly when you have those, right?
Puppies do usually go pretty quick. Yes.
Yeah, sure. And you also mentioned just for whatever, you don't have a reason for it or anything, but was it just stray dogs that you've had an influx of strays here recently, or possibly pre-owned dogs, I guess? How did you explain it to me?
Yeah, for whatever reason, we've had a lot of animals come in as strays. So somebody found them, they don't know whose they are, and they bring them to us, which is why we're there. Mm-hmm. Totally cool. But normally we see those claimed pretty quickly, like, oh, shoot, my dog got out of the fence, mm-hmm. and I'm going to call the Humane Society, sure enough, and then they come pick it up. But as of late, it's been, you know, we haven't found the owners. So if you have an animal that's gotten out recently, definitely check with us first all the time. And if not, there's a lot of good ones waiting for homes right now.
Very good. So again, the website is aneweleashonlife.net. You can see pictures of all the dogs and cats there that are currently available for adoption. And then also, don't forget, if you want to support the Humane Society, check out the second paw sale. Give us the date, time, location, all that stuff one more time.
The full second paw sale is Saturday, September 30th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And everything goes half price at 2 p.m. So definitely come see us. There's always a treasure to find at the paw sale.
But I'm sure if you wait till 2 p.m., everything has been picked through. So you might miss out on that gem you're looking for.
It is. If you might want to come on the pre-sale Friday night just to make sure you don't miss anything and then come again for the half price sale on Saturday.
You can take the chance that item you wanted will survive the whole way through.
That's right.
And people, where can they donate items to the second paw sale?
If you have items you want to donate through this week and the following weekend, you can bring them out to the Brown County Fairgrounds Expo building.
Very good. Kelly Sir with the Aberdeen Area Humane Society. Kelly, thank you so much for coming on the radio this morning.
Thanks for having me.
That's going to do for today's edition of In Touch, a locally produced feature of Dakota Broadcasting Radio. I'm Adam St. Paul.